He said, this is the first day of the rest of my life. I am not going to drink alcohol ever again. I'm not, well, of course not, we're going to use marijuana, but I'm not even going to smoke a cigarette again. I'm never going to use any drug again. I'm going to be a better person. And unbeknownst to us, he also stopped taking his antipsychotic like that. There was no trace of it in his system, in his toxicology report. And you can't stop. You have to titrate off, just like antidepressants, anxieties, right? You can't just stop. So they think perhaps those thoughts about the mob were coming back. Obviously, we will never know. I thought he would tell me. He told me the first time. But he came over to our house 3 days before he died. And he said, Mom, I just want you to know you were right. I said, about what? He said, about the marijuana. He said, you probably don't remember, but you told me many years ago that it would hurt my brain. And it's ruined my mind and my life. And I'm sorry, Mama, and I love you. And 3 days later, he was gone. He sent out a suicide note, and it was a picture of his car odometer, and it simply read 133661. And he typed out Newton's third law. He had blocked me on his Snapchat, so it was too late by the time I got it. They think because of his math brain, maybe he added those two threes together and saw 1661. Maybe he thought that that was a magical number, that he wouldn't die. We'll never know, but they have a video of him because it was a public parking garage and he jumped off the top of the six-story building. And they said it looked like he thought that he was flying. His mannerisms and his posture thought he could fly. So he is now one of the statistics that went into our data in Colorado. More teens who die by suicide have THC in their toxicology reports, and nobody wants to talk about this. But we know this is true. This is data that just came out a couple years ago from NIDA. They studied 280,000 young adults ages 18 through 35. Quote, cannabis use was associated with increased risk of thoughts of suicide, suicide plan, and suicide attempt, regardless of whether someone was also experiencing depression